Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of both new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Our 2018 release, Bearing Up, includes 45 stories about making do, bearing up, and overcoming adversity. Our 2019 release, Exploring, includes stories about discoveries, challenges, and adventure. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. This is another special episode of 6 Minute Stories, a companion to the episode The Boston Massacre, 1770. During the same months, 250 years ago, that led up to the Boston Massacre, another well-known episode of American history was playing out far to the west, just across the Appalachian Mountains. Daniel Boone in Kentucky, 1770, by Randall Jones. In the spring of 1769, Daniel Boone, America's pioneer hero, passed through the Cumberland Gap for the first time to hunt in the wilderness of Kentucky. Boone and five other men had left Boone's home on the upper reaches of the Yadkin River along the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. He said goodbye to his wife Rebecca and their six children and left on a long hunt which would last 2 years. After passing through the Cumberland Gap, a wide opening in the Cumberland Mountains, a passage which would later be called America's first gateway to the West, Boone's party of long hunters headed north. In a few days, they reached a promontory overlooking the beautiful expanse of the bluegrass region of Kentucky. The men immediately set about the business of hunting deer and preparing hides to bring back to North Carolina to sell. Boone's party of six men kept at their market hunting through the summer and fall, but in late December, Boone and his brother-in-law John Stewart were discovered by a party of Shawnee hunters led by a mixed-blood Cherokee called Captain Will Emery. The Shawnees regarded Boone and his men as poachers. The Shawnees confiscated all the hides the hunters had collected, a season's worth of hunting. Captain Will took Boone's and Stewart's horses and rifles, gave them two pairs of moccasins each, and told them to leave. "Now, brothers, go home and stay there," he said. "Don't come here any more, for this is the Indians' hunting ground. If you are so foolish to venture here again, you may be sure the wasp and yellow jackets will sting you severely." But Boone and Stewart were not so easily dissuaded. On foot, they tracked the departing Shawnee. After 2 days, they crept into the Indian camp at night to recover several horses. They rode all the next day, but were soon overtaken by an angry Captain Will and a dozen warriors who had ridden all night. They placed a bell, one used to locate grazing horses, around Daniel Boone's neck and forced him to dance around as they chided in broken English, "Steal horses, eh?" Boone and Stewart were then taken as prisoners. During a 7-day march toward the Ohio River, Boone lulled the captors into a sense of complacency by appearing to be cooperative. But early on the evening of the 7th day, as the sun was setting, and as the Shawnee were distracted while setting up camp, Boone and Stewart saw their chance. They sprang for the rifle, shot, and powder which had been carelessly laid aside near them. They scampered into a thick canebrake where they hid quietly until the fading light made it impossible for the Shawnees to find them. Crawling quietly, they hurried along in the dark, making good their escape. Although Boone's other hunting companions had abandoned him after his capture, he and Stewart were soon joined by Daniel's brother Squire and another man. The four men soon began their winter hunt by trapping beaver along the Kentucky River. Still hunting as a pair, Daniel and Stewart took opposite sides of the Kentucky River in early February 1770, with plans to meet up days later. When Stewart did not arrive as agreed, Daniel crossed the river in a built canoe and discovered Stewart's camp with the initials J.S. carved in a tree. But he could not find Stewart. Daniel was deeply saddened at Stewart's disappearance. About age 26 at the time, Stewart was not only a good friend and hunting companion, but the husband of Daniel's younger sister, Hannah, and a father to three children. About the time the Boston Massacre was unfolding in early March, 900 miles away, Squire and his hunting companion returned to the camp and learned from Daniel of Stewart's disappearance. The news so unsettled Squire's hunting partner that the fellow immediately departed the frontier and returned east alone. Daniel and his brother Squire continued trapping. They had good success into the spring, but ran low on supplies and ammunition. It would be 5 years later, and on another expedition, that Daniel Boone would find John Stewart's remains inside a hollow tree, showing evidence that he had been chased from his camp in February 1770 and shot by Shawnees. But in the spring of 1770, Squire packed up their pelts and returned to the Yadkin River Valley to settle debts, to restock their provisions, and to tell John Stewart's family that he had disappeared. Meanwhile, with only a little ammunition in his possession and with no horse or dog for company, Daniel remained in Kentucky alone. Ever the adventurer, Daniel Boone was eager to explore even farther afield the promising wilderness areas of Kentucky, that new American frontier lying far beyond the Cumberland Gap, and soon began America's westward movement and our path to becoming America. You can learn more about the Becoming America 250 project at becomingamerica250.com. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in Bearing Up and Exploring, the two most recent releases from the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.